Using an overpriced trash bag.
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks.
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag.
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad ForceFlex were sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Available at Sam's Club.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Long Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Works with Centria Dorsey of Eddie's Wellness and Resource Center in Baltimore, Maryland. Again, the locations are on Park Avenue, and then I'm also work from Security Boulevard out of the lovely Dr. Warren Silver's chiropractic office, and also at Body and Soul Salon and Spa on Hofford Road. So we have a special guest with us today, and she is part of our Eddie's Wellness and Resource Center resources. And her name is Miss Edie Conrad, and Miss Edie is an acupuncturist. Hello, Edie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. So, Edie, what led you to start your practice?
Probably, I would say, a love of holistic medicine. I think there is definitely a place for all different types of medicine and all different types of healing. And I just felt that there was perhaps the acupuncture and herb section was a little bit underrepresented. So I wanted to pursue that, to help people to find, you know, regain their vitality.
Okay. And where did you study?
I studied at Thai Sophia in Laurel, Maryland.
Okay. So if someone wanted to also pursue that, how would they go about it? How easy was Thai Sophia to navigate?
I thought it was very easy to navigate. They teach five-element acupuncture, and they teach herbal studies, in addition to a whole range of integrative health areas such as like yoga, nutrition, Western herbs. So it covers all the bases and was very easy to navigate.
Okay. And, Edie, where are you located?
I'm located in Washington, D.C., in DuPont Circle.
And do you have any other location right now?
Right now, no. I used to work in North Potomac, Maryland, but I've kind of closed down that operation and am in the process of shifting everything to Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay. So how would people get a hold of you if they wanted to secure your services?
They could go to my website, which is www.conradacupuncture.com, and Conrad is C-O-N-R-A-D, or they could call me at 202-290-5451.
Okay. And have you ever worked with any other complementary services such as massage therapists, fitness professionals, anyone else that could complement your services? Have you recommended any other services in complement to your service?
I absolutely have. I think massage, especially medical massage, shows great results. I've also referred people to osteopathic doctors when there's been more of like you know, a very severe structural issue. And so yeah, so I you know, even aromatherapists, I think some people respond very well to aromatherapy.
Do you use aromatherapy in your practice?
I do not, but one of the acupuncturists that I studied with at Thai Sophia, that's kind of, she has incorporated aromatherapy into her treatments, and she's had great success. So that is, you know, because it all works with the energy system, acupuncture, herbs, aromatherapy, massage, they all work with the energy system. So, you know, anything that, that helps kind of clear out the energy system, get it flowing more in harmony, it is all good.
Okay. And what is the difference for a person who doesn't know, as far as you have knowledge of, what is the difference between traditional massage and medical massage?
Well, yes, I know. And the reason I say medical massage is because this massage therapist, I called it when I met her and talked with her, and I actually had a couple of treatments with her for a stiff shoulder. And she corrected me and said, I do medical massage. So, I mean, of course, if you do massage, if you're a massage therapist, of course, you know all of the muscles, the ligaments, the tendons, you know the body's anatomy. And I think, you know, the distinction that she was making is that the massage is not necessarily enjoyable. It's not necessarily relaxing. And what she does is that she uses her knowledge, given the issue that you've come to her with, and she zeroes in and hones in and works that area only.
Okay. And Ms. Taylor is on the line with us also. Ms. Taylor, did you have any questions for Ms. Edie right now in reference to acupuncture? Because we're all learning some things right here.
Oh, yes. Hi. How are you all today?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. Do you combine acupuncture with holistic healing as well, or you kind of separate the two?
Well, I think in my opinion, acupuncture is holistic healing because we don't just treat, like, let's just say, let's go back to that shoulder, stiff shoulder issue, right? If, generally speaking, if someone has a stiff shoulder, that's like a symptom of something, of an issue that's deeper within the body. So we try to not just treat the symptoms. Of course, we always try to alleviate any sort of pain or concern that you have in one particular area. But then what we look deeper and we go to what probably is the root of the issue. And then we try to treat not just the symptom, but also the root cause. So in that respect, to me, it is holistic. It takes the whole body into account.
Okay, Wayne, did you have any questions from Ms. Edie in reference to acupuncture?
How you doing? I'm actually, acupuncture, what I do on my end, I actually do a lot of corrective exercises. So we treat the immediate pain symptom and then try to find the root of that pain. Why is it occurring? Why is it reoccurring? And then try to build a program, an exercise program that's going to address some of those issues. Because normally if it's anything that's going to be like a tight shoulder, for instance, it's going to be some trigger point areas that could affect the shoulder. So go in, find out what those areas are. If it's an overtight muscle or a muscle that may be too weak, we just build a program to adjust, to make those adjustments so the person could have like a more range of motion, more mobility without having to pay an inflammation to those affected areas. So I actually have quite a few people who, if I am unable to get into it or if it's something that's reoccurring, if it's like a job stress issue, I'll send them to an acupuncture specialist. So definitely it's great to have you on the line and have a to listen to you go about what you do and how you make your approaches to your patients. It's nice.
I did. And I absolutely agree. It's like, you know, there can be something like a stiff shoulder, and, you know, there could be 20 different ways to treat that shoulder, whether it's through massage or it's through homeopathy or it's through trigger points or acupuncture or herbs. And, you know, for some people, X will work better than Y. For some people, it's Y works better than X. So it's always it's always so reassuring when the various practitioners refer to each other, know about each other, and find the modality that really helps the patient, because that's really the bottom line.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. That's great.
Definitely.
Okay,
nice.
Edie, so just to introduce you to our other guests here, the other persons that are part of the team, what I refer to as my team, far as Edie's Wellness and Resource Center goes, with the resource team. So we have Mr. Wayne McFadden. He is a personal trainer, and he works at the Maryland Athletic Club on President Street, and he also holds boot camps. And I had the pleasure of attending one for Thanksgiving. Will you be holding another Thanksgiving boot camp this year, sir?
I believe we are having it. I think I'm doing another one this year. And right now it's just a debate as to what time. Want to do it really, really early or just early? So there's a difference. But I'll post it probably maybe 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. But we'll have a time for sure.
Okay. And then we have Miss Tamika Taylor. And Tamika, can you give us the proper name of your business, please?
Yes. Hello, everyone. Again, my name is Tamika Taylor. I am the owner of TaylorMade Group Event Planning, LLC. We pretty much help different businesses to get licensed, insured, and things of that nature. And another avenue that we're going into in the month of November, we're going to be starting our Zumba fitness and wellness classes, and we're actually going to start educating people about how to stay fit and to stay healthy.
Great.
Cool. Okay. And I just want to add that Tamika also does some community outreach as well, and events planning, aside from just helping businesses get where they want to be. And to me, that's her strength, is bringing people together, especially for community-related events, giving people hope is, to me, what her biggest strength is. So I think that she's a great resource for any of us. So, again, remember to refer to her if you guys need some help with anything in business, licensing, grants, anything like that. Give her a call, okay? And then, Miss Edie, coming back to you, because this is your first time around. The others have been on before and have gotten to really expound upon what they do and why they do what they do. So what is your, you told us why you got started and how you got started, but what is like that passion for you? What triggers you to say, I'm going to go in and do what I studied to do today, when you just absolutely positively do not feel like getting out of bed?
Oh, that's cute. Probably it's my patience.
I love the interaction. I love to interact with my patients, and I do a lot of talking with my patients. And I like hearing about, like, what's going on with them. And, you know, let's say they come in with whatever issue it is. I like to know and find out from them what's going on physically, what's going on emotionally, and what's going on spiritually. And, you know, after usually about half an hour of talking, you know, they've had some insights, I've had some insights, but it's really, it's the connection, the one-to-one connection with my patient. That's what I really love, because it's kind of like when they come in, you know, it's a puzzle. Ooh, you know, am I having, you know, a bad back today, or my back's hurting today? Why is that? And then just drilling down and just talking about it, you know, in a nice, safe space, and finding out, like, what's really going on, and then what can we do together to help bring some relief? What can we do together to kind of, you know, get this person possibly back onto their path, you know, so that everything is operating smoothly, so that no matter what happens during the day, you know, they can handle it, they can deal with it, they can cope with it, and by the end of the day, they can just let it all go and then just go back into that place of peace and quiet.
Right.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Feel free, you have something to ask or contribute, Mr. Wang?
And actually, what she said is pretty much the exact same way I follow my day. So I have to find out where my energy is before I leave my house. Sometimes I start the night before, I have to have some mind space. I have to have some spiritual space, make sure my body is moving well, make sure my mind is in a good spot, because ultimately my passion is to help people, to make sure that they are healthy. Can I get them onto their decent path? And I find that you're unable to do that if you're not in a good, sound emotional place yourself. So like, well, how can you continue to be inspiring if you are not inspired yourself? How can you be motivated to do what you do? So you have to start from within and internally first. So get my balance from within first, and then I can radiate that outside of my space and kind of like pour that into other people, read their energies, how can I fix them, how can I help them get better. And a lot of times it's just like she said, it's like a puzzle. You find out some interesting things and about some of the people that you work with or train with, and sometimes it's just a matter of how you're training that particular person. Like, it's because the person is doing a bench press or a drop squat, but because of where they are emotionally or mentally or spiritually, they're going to have different outcomes. So you have to be able to tap into that, and you have to be emotionally strong yourself. Your base have to be strong in order to coach someone through that. So they definitely can relate. Who's going with that? Absolutely.
That is so true. Ms. Taylor, do you have anything to add?
Well, I just like to say that I agree with both of you. If we don't have a strong foundation, how can we help others? And I think that every one of our businesses ties in together, because people a lot of times need assistance to get to another level, or they might be in a funk and they just can't get out of it. So I commend you guys for what you do. Keep doing a great job. And I definitely get your information from Centria, and I'll spread the word on my social media as well. I'm based out of Virginia, but, you know, I also travel out to Maryland at times, and that's a second home for me. So hopefully I'll be coming out there soon. Maybe we all can meet up and sit and talk.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. That is in the plans. just putting it out. Just you put it out there. I'm putting it out there. That is in the plans for us all to sit down. But just to drive that point home as far as what gets you up in the morning to go out and do the work for your guests, for your patients, for your clients. And this past Sunday, I reposted something that I recorded. It's been about a year now since it was posted on my business Facebook page. And when I reposted it this past Sunday, I listened to it myself first because, as you all have stated, you must, you know, reflect within yourself first so that you'll be able to be there for the next person. And so I'm listening to myself speak to myself as well as the message that was going out to those who I was trying to reach at that time. And the response this time around to that post has been crazy to me, like the immediate feedback. And so to me it just lets me know all things in its time, you know. And the message, though it did reach people then, it's more relevant now. And it was very relevant also for myself this past Sunday because almost immediately, a couple hours later, I had to put into practice exactly what I just listened to to get me through the rest of the weekend properly, you know. So sometimes we need to, as the song says, sometimes you have to encourage yourself.
Nobody move you but so you sometimes, right?
Right. Yeah. So these things, even these broadcasts that we do, sometimes just take a moment, go back and re-listen to what's been said. Sometimes we speak such great nuggets that when we go back and listen, we can't believe who it came from, you know, or where it came from. But it just lets you know where you were at that time. You were in sync with what the Spirit had to give to everyone involved and what the Spirit was saying to reach others. And I think that that's so very important, and that is why I have chosen the group of people that I've chosen and prayed about who to choose to be on my team to network with and to be a blessing to those who would need our type of care.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very important to me that everyone is in alignment, that everyone is in sync, and that everyone has the same mission at the end of the day, which is the people first, knowing that everything else will fall into place because you're doing right by these people first. So that's very important to me, and I greatly appreciate you guys. Now, does anyone have anything coming up that they would like to share, any events that you guys have planned with this month going out and November coming in, aside from the boot camp as far as Wayne is concerned? Does anybody have anything else coming up?
Well, you know, I always have something coming up. So I have quite a few things that I'm doing here at the MAC, at the Maryland Athletic Club. Next month, starting November 2nd, I start my MAC Attack training challenge. It is a kickboxing skill and technique. Lots of energy. If you have no clue of how to punch, kick, block, or throw an elbow or a knee, this program is designed to teach all of those elements there. So I'm running it this time with another coach. So we'll have each person in the class can get a decent amount of attention, learning how to do some of the basic movements. But the first half of the class, I'll treat it like some of my regular classes that I teach on Saturdays. I teach a free cardio kickboxing class. first class, the first half of that is like a fitness aspect, almost like a really blank style. And then after that, we break out into skill and technique. So that's how I'll run this program. Again, I run it normally 2 or 3 times a year. And each time I run it, we always have pretty much a decent-sized class. But I'm looking to fill it up this time, in the month of November, 18 people at camp. I believe I have 8 people already on the roster set in. And it's 9 classes for the month of November. We'll do Tuesday and Thursday. And then at the end of November, we'll catch Tuesday, Thursday, and then Saturday running. I believe it's the first Saturday in December. It's an awesome program. And we'll come on in, get some work in, and learn how to punch, kick, block, and choke people out, stuff like that. So a lot of fun.
Okay. And that's not only building your body, but in that case, it's building your mind. It's building your self-confidence, you know, so it's just empowering for the individual, period. And then you can also blow off some steam. You had a rough work day or whatever, so it helps you clear the meridians, right, Ms. Edie?
Right.
You know, I really loved what Mr. Wayne said about, or the correlation he made between, like, someone is doing a bench press and depending on their mental state of mind or their spiritual state at that moment, the result will be different, right?
That's
and,
true,
and I
right.
really like how you know that how he probably shows that to the people that he trained that there is a relationship between your mental state, your spiritual state, and your physical state. And I really love that, and it kind of empowers you know the person to say, you know what, this bench press is really tough for me today. What's going on? You know, so then you can actually, in a way, help yourself. You're empowered to help yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. We always tell me when we come in to train, we do just that. We don't work out. We're coming in to train, and it's MBS, mind, body, and spirit, MBS. So, and you'd be surprised how many folks come in and, you know, they seem as if they're in a good mood, but it all comes out in the training. So, it all comes out. Whatever you were masking, and when you came in that door, it will come out in that session.
Yeah, we always say the body doesn't lie.
Absolutely.
So I got to say, I had the last few sessions of acupuncture that I had, and I need to get back with you, Miss Edie, was when Miss Edie was finishing up her clinical at school, and I was really getting started on starting my business and coming back from overseas.
Right.
And I was having a great deal of trouble managing my pain with my shoulders in particular. And during that interaction, I was with another therapist prior to her, net therapist, recommended eating to me. And what I found was that being in Edie's space, the other space, the other therapist was a great therapist, but her space is what I can only refer to as being more clinical. It wasn't cold, but it was a very technically proficient environment, whereas Edie's space was more of a warm environment. And that seemed to make a very big difference for me as far as tapping into the spiritual aspect. And Edie came in and she caught me on it one day. She called me on it. She was like, I feel like you... this is a spiritual experience for you now when you come in and get your sessions. And I was like, you know, yes, it is. I actually get to meditate now. I actually can come in and let the healing take place that needs to take place, and not only allow my body to heal, but I can tap in and have that time with God and know that I'm having that real time and getting some peace in my mind and in my spirit, you know. And it made such a big difference to the outcome that I would have at each session, because my body was able to better respond to the treatment because of the environment that she created before I even walked through the door. That's so very, very important. Is there anything that you want to, anything that you noticed from our sessions that you would like to share? I'm an open book, so no confidentiality issues here. I talk about stuff that I'm going to do all the time.
Well, you know, I guess I'm not really a philosopher, right? But the thought that's in my mind right now, you know, it's like our physical bodies are like a denser form. And it's that spirit, for me, it's that spiritual aspect that where everything begins and ends. You know, that's kind of like the alpha and the omega for me. It's that spiritual aspect. So spiritually, are we connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we always are, but are we aware of it? Have we kind of lost our way a little bit? Because there's, you know, there's no power greater than the universe, than God, right? And the closer we remain to that, or the more open that we remain to that, then you know, the more peaceful that we are, the more grounded that we are, and the healthier that we are, right? And I just remember, Cynthia, you know, the experiences that you told me about. I can remember sitting there saying, you know, my God, if I had gone through all of that, I don't even think I'd be here. I don't think I would have the strength to make it through. And I just remember being in awe of your strength, both the physical, mental, spiritual, and of your ability to process everything that had happened and to keep moving on, and not just putting one foot in front of another. It was more than that. It was moving forward with a purpose. And in the way that you saw that, basically there's a greater plan to everything that had happened. And there are different ways to view and to perceive the various things, the various experiences that you've had in life. And I just remember being extremely honored that you shared your life with me, and just being in awe of you know, spiritually how strong you were, what a bright light you were.
Well, thank you very much. Sometimes I have to hear that come from someone else is continually, I don't take it lightly, because from my point of view, I'm always, just like with that video clip, I'm always looking, I always have to remind myself of who I am, where I was, and where I need to be. It's a continuous process of reminding myself who I am, where I am, and where I need to be. And that helps me to keep going forward, knowing that I do have a purpose. God does have a plan. I am operating and functioning in that purpose and plan, and to just be patient with myself. And that is the biggest thing. The biggest thing I know that you recalled and remember is, you know, some of the self-sabotage that I had implemented, some of it knowingly, some of it unknowingly, and that was due to the fact of not remembering, you know, not holding on to who I am, what my purpose is, and being able to quickly move on and move forward. And so I appreciate that, because every time I hear something like that, it helps me to stay in that place of remembrance, to and honestly, it just makes me that much more grateful. To be able to be a blessing to others. So thank you, Miss Edie. I was looking for more clinical stuff, honestly. as far as that part of the discussion, I do have a question, because I recall, and one of your teachers made comment, and it kept talking about my tongue being 12. So what exactly does that mean? What did that mean?
Yes, I probably kept it less clinical because, you know, my friends who are not acupuncturists, sometimes I, you know, they say something and it's like, wee, or, you know, I jump in and start talking about liver, spleen, kidney, everything, and I'm so excited, and then their eyes glaze over, so it's like, okay. So a puffy tongue or a bit of a swollen tongue is going to be related to the spleen, and actually, you know, the spleen pancreas, that area. And that what that does, what those two organs do according to Chinese medicine is it transforms damp, D-A-M-P, it transforms damp. So if it's not transforming, then the water or the liquid, the fluid will build up in your body because it's not being processed and flushed out. So, you know, you could have a puffy tongue, you could have puffy eyelids, you could have swollen fingers or swollen ankles, right? It's all going to be, you know, somewhat related to the same thing, to the spleen and pancreas. And it doesn't mean that there's like, a mortal injury or something to the spleen.
Right.
It just means that it's not functioning up to as much as it, as well as it should be. And that can happen for a number of reasons. If you drink or eat anything that's cold, that'll slow down the function of the spleen pancreas, according to Chinese medicine. You know, if you eat a lot of dairy, like cheese or yogurt, that can also slow down the function of the spleen, and therefore there creates more dampness in your body, and it's not being transferred to the body.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not going to kill you, but it just makes you a bit lethargic, it can make you drowsy, it can make you a little bit foggy-brained. Those are like the symptoms that you see if the spleen is not processing fully.
Okay. So what was the number in reference to? Yes. But, I was like, what did the number have to do with anything?
With the puffy tongue?
Okay.
Well, I remember. Right. Okay. So there are 12 organs that when we feel the pulses on the wrist, we feel for 12 organs, and 11 of them are actual physical organs in your body, and one of them is called the triple energizer or triple burner, triple heater. It's called many different things, and basically that's just it's like the waterways and pathways, water pathways of your body. So it's not a physical organ that the West recognizes, but it is a function that the Chinese medicine recognizes. So the number of each one, like there's the heart, small intestine. Heart is number one, small intestine is number two. And so, you know, each of those organs has been assigned a number so that it's easier to refer to in notes or when you're talking. And quite frankly, in clinic, the reason that they had us use the numbers is they didn't want, somebody to say, you know, oh my God, this liver's not working. You know, so instead we would say, you know, number 8 is sluggish, you know, so that therefore if the patient hears, oh my God, my liver, what's wrong with my liver? Am I going to die? You know, so that they don't panic by something that we might have said.
Okay. So she kept mentioning 12 for me. So that was my triple burner. So
your tongue was the spleen. Your tongue was the spleen. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12.
So is it overactive or underactive?
Underactive at that point.
Okay.
And so that would mean that your spleen was underactive. So then the question is, why was your spleen underactive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because all of the organs are related. And so if the function of one is less than optimal, so is it just, you know, that one organ that's really at fault? Or is it being influenced mm-hmm. by another organ and therefore kind of knocked out of kilter?
Okay. Well, I'm going to do some research.
Very interesting. Very
and see where I am. Yeah. So this is all the more reason why I need to come back out and see you again, because it's been some time that we can see if that's still an issue or not. And
yeah, that was great.
Does anybody have any questions? Basically, she just threw out a lot of information about how acupuncture is actually the methodology. You know, how the, for lack of a better term, because they used to be auto mechanics, so how the flow chart is read.
That's awesome.
Reference to the body. So.
I'll probably be contacting you personally.
So, Tamika, what are your thoughts? Because I hear you, but you're like, I think you're trying to gather.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely learning from everyone. Well, as far as, you know, your gifting, I think you're doing a great job. I've seen you elevate. I've seen you, and you definitely have healing hands, so that is definitely a gift from God that he's giving you. And I just encourage you just to keep going. I'm excited to see where you're going to end up.
Oh, thank you. Well, I was talking about as far as Ms. Edie's information on acupuncture, but I do take that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I am going to continue with my healing hands.
Yeah, acupuncture, that's an area I'm not too familiar with, but Ms. Edie's definitely in some areas, and I definitely need to get you guys information. It should come up soon, and maybe I can, you know, visit you guys in person to see what it is that you do. Because, I mean, everyday life can be stressful, and areas are definitely something that everyone should look into, because we got to stay healthy. We got to keep going so we can help others.
Right. Now, who has the construction going on behind them?
That's me. I can't. And this is the only room I have available in it. Is they like out on the street? It sounds like they're in the room with me.
Well, it's at the back of the room, maybe. Like maybe somebody's just, you know, a little upset about something. But
Okay.
Well, it's not a problem. We know what it is now, because I was just like, what is going on? But, okay, so getting back to now, I asked a question last week, and I'm going to pose it to you all, to the other half of the team. So like I said, when we get together, I'm going to try to pick a day where the whole team can meet each other. And we can make some decisions on some things. And what I asked Tyrone was, what is something that you had a very strong conviction about that you made a decision that appeared or may have actually been contrary to what appeared to be the best course of action at that time? And I was saying, for me, it was deciding to actually end my military career. When I ended it, I was actually at a good place. I was at a place of mobility where I could get my rank. I could, you know, maneuver probably pretty easy from that point out. But it was also a point where I believed that it was time to leave, and it has turned out to be that was actually a proper thing and it was the proper time. Where others would maybe felt like it's not time for you to go. So what where are the situations that you guys had to just basically put your foot down and stand on your convictions? Because at the end of the day, that's what all of this comes back to, really, your conviction. So can you give us an example? Anyone can start.
Well, I had quite a few, but it was always pretty much the same. My passion for health and wellness and fitness have been strong since I was a kid. I grew up in health and wellness. Started out in martial arts as a kid at the age of 3 years old. And I started weight training really early, probably around when I was 8 years old. And I just read everything I could possibly read. And I continued to strength train straight through elementary, middle school, to high school, and not even thinking that I can go into personal training or coaching as a profession. When I had my son, I needed something to kind of focus on as far as a career. And I had an uncle who suggested I should just go into personal training or go into coaching. And it kind of planted the seed of me doing that. But it took me quite a few years before I even made my first attempt into going to school for health and wellness. But once I got into school, started taking classes, and trying to push this path, I was also working like full-time hours in an attorney's office. And we had lost quite a few clients when the real estate, when the housing bubble burst. So we lost a lot of clients, and I was like, hey, I need something I can do. So I went to work for another attorney. The atmosphere just wasn't right. It just didn't feel comfortable. So I'm like, you know what, maybe I should try my passion, which is I should do personal training full-time. Because at the time I was going to school, personal training part-time, and working in the office full-time. So I had a lot on the table where I had to just maintain my household expenses and take care of my kids. And at the time I was kind of newly married too. So you don't want to just blow up your foundation because you want to try a new career full time. So it took probably, I took another job working in the office, and I could not sit still to save my life because I never done that regularly. So there was no fitness gyms close by, so I didn't have an outlet. I couldn't go train. But I was personal training in the morning before my shift started, but I never got a chance to work out because I had to go right into the office. So my blood pressure started to go up. I was stressed out all the time, and I never had high blood pressure. I never had high stress level. My eating was off, my sleep pattern was off, and I remember going to see my doctor, and she like, your counts and everything is just like, this out of whack. What's going on? And I told her what's going on, and she's like, well, maybe you should quit your job. I'm like, okay. And the next week, I quit my job, and my wife was a little upset, because we just had my daughter. But I just felt like I could not sustain another month, another week into this building, working in a place where I did not have any type of enlightenment. There was no enrichment. But I was like, you know, I'm gonna put my best foot forward and to make this personal training thing work full time. And I failed. So it was hard trying to build a full-time clientele from a part-time base. It was tough. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up coming into another location because I wanted to be independent. I wanted to do my own thing. So I was like, you know what, let me go under a house. So I did. I ended up coming down here at the Maryland Athletic Club. And at the time, we had a really great management team. The owners were they had the mindset of you be an entrepreneur first. Build your business, build your brand, be successful. And with them being at the helm, I learned a lot from them coming into this business. Not just having the passion is one thing, but also understanding it is a business. You have to be able to earn. So I learned a lot from those guys. And so I can build what I have, which I still say is not much, but I have a decent reputation as a solid trainer, as a master trainer. I continue to learn. I continue to teach. But it all came from me saying, you know, listening to my doctor and say, you know what, just quit your job. And I did. I just took that leap and got a bill. You know, so now I work less hours, so I get more pay, and I spend more time with my family. This is a win-win for me, you know. And I'm completely healthy. I'm not stressed. My blood pressure is good, and I can train whatever I want to. That was a strong moment.
Well, you had to make a decision. You had to put your foot down, regardless of what the fallout might have been. And yes, wives can be quite harsh. We can be the harshest ones when you make decisions like that. But at the end of the day, I'm glad that she stuck in there with you, supported you, and you went for what you knew you had to do. Tamika, Needy?
Yes.
What is something you had to just put your foot down on? You had a conviction about it, and you just had to go with it.
Well, like you were talking about with our military career and stuff like that, and mine is coming. It's about to expire, so I have about 5 years and 10 months left until I retire. So, and then my children are going off to college. So I was like, you know what? I need to do something for me because I've been the mom, the sister, and everything else to everyone else. Let me do something for me. And then in my, you know, as I went into my 40s, I was like, and during my military career, I always had a problem with my PT test and fitness. So that's when I decided to go to start Zumba, and it really brought me out of a dark place. But also, I ended up being an instructor March of this year, so I'm pushing towards my class. Like I said, hopefully my projected start date is November 15th, a week before Thanksgiving, and then it will be every Wednesday, which is the day before everybody goes out and just gorges on Thanksgiving food. But I really felt like this is something that I had to do, not only for me, because being an instructor and holding a class every week, I would have to be accountable for my own self and others, and we would account for each other as far as eating right, coming to class on time, working out together, and just building a relationship and a family with each other and keeping each other physically fit. So, this is something I'm starting the journey that, you know, I'm not quite there yet, but I'm getting started on it, and I'm just constantly pushing myself. So, yeah, it definitely takes some perseverance, and I'm excited to see where I'm going to go with it and helping others in my community. That's a big thing for me. Not just, like I said, keeping myself fit, but helping others to get there as well.
Awesome. All right, Miss Edie, how about you? What is something you had a really strong conviction about that maybe others didn't see you doing, wouldn't think you would do, or didn't support you in doing, but you put your foot down and said, you know what, I have to do this?
Well, mine goes back to a job also. Years and years and years ago, I was in the publishing industry, financial magazines, and I rose through the ranks. Yeah, I started off as an editor, and I went all the way to the top, known as a publisher. So I was the head of the department, and it was a profitable department, and it was a lot of work. And, you know, for the first few years when I was working my way up, you know, I had this goal. I wanted to be publisher. I wanted to be publisher. That was my goal. That's what drove me. And then when I reached that point, it was like a bolt out of the blue. And I realized that, oh, my God, you know, my soul is dying. I'm doing nothing for my soul. It was such a rude awakening. That, you know, every day when I would go to the office, it's like I was crawling through mud. I just couldn't, you know, and I was on a slippery slope going down. And then just one day, you know, I was talking to my boss, and out of nowhere, I said I quit. And I hadn't discussed it with my partner, hadn't told anyone. And he thought, my boss thought I was joking. And it's like, you know what, I'm not. My soul is not only not growing, it is absolutely dying here. It's just no longer the place for me. So I up and quit. And mm-hmm. everyone, all my friends, everyone around me, you know, was like, what's the matter with you? You know, you worked so hard to get here and you're absolutely crazy. It's a good job. But I knew in my heart and in my soul, it was what I had to do. And you know, when it took me 3 months, I kind of lied to my mother for 3 months and I didn't tell her I quit. And then finally after 3 months, it's like, you know, I can't lie to her anymore. I mean, this is just horrific, right? And I remember I told her that I quit, and I told her what I was going to do after that, and that I had quit 3 months previously and hadn't told her. And she was so supportive. You know, she said, all I want you to do is be happy. If this makes you happy, you do it. And then once I had that seal of approval, you know, it didn't matter what anyone else said. Because, you know, right. I knew that, you know, this was the right thing. My mom could see that it was the right thing. And then it led me on like a, you know, basically a 13-year journey to where I am now. And, you know, I've done various things over the years since then. And, you know, none of them were a mistake. They were all building blocks. You know, I had to do those things in order to get to where I am now. And then I know that, you know, from this point, you know, there are going to be more building blocks on my path. And really, it was the best thing that I ever did.
Mm-hmm. Yep, following your heart and following, you know, what's been placed in your heart and your mind and your spirit to do is always the best choice. And it's just overcoming that fear. Get out there and do it and not be concerned about what might happen, because we have no control over what might anyway. We never will. It's an anomaly that we have no way of controlling. So it's basically like, okay, I need to just go forward. And if I fail, quote unquote, whatever you perceive as failure in that instance, then so be it. But get up and do it again until you figure out what your method is and keep putting that in place and moving forward. So I'm really proud of everyone on here, and I look forward to continuing a conversation not only in promoting us individually in our individual endeavors, but also promoting us as a team. So it's been great again to have you guys on. I look forward to speaking with you all probably in about a week or two as a group again. Next week, I will be on vacation. Long time coming. Eric and I, huh? Yeah, Eric and I will be going on a cruise to the Bahamas. So we will be out of town. So there will be no show next week. We'll pick back up the following week. And, yes, taking care of yourself. So that is me taking care of myself. I'm going on vacation. No cell phone will be operational between the 29th of this month and the 5th of next month. So don't look for me. I will not be available.
Have fun.
So I shall. And you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. Stay focused. And I love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
Good. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right, so long, everybody. Enjoy
meet
your
you
time.
All. Bye.
Have a good one.
You too. Okay. And so to round this out, we have the opening cut was from Mr. Todd Marcus. And it was from his Blues for Tahir CD, and it was Alien, which is cut number 7 from the Todd Marcus Jazz Orchestra. Mr. Marcus and friends will be playing tonight at Home Slice on Charles Street. So So if you need directions, just look up Home Slice Pizza, the Charles Street location, and or look up Todd Marcus and Friends on Facebook, and the information should be available to you. Until next time, have a good day.
Using an overpriced trash bag.
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks.
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag.
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong trash bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad ForceFlex were sold head to head. So you'll be.
Happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Available at Sam's Club.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Using an overpriced trash bag.
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks.
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag.
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong trash bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad ForceFlex were sold head to head. So you'll be.
Happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Available at Sam's Club.
Hefty, hefty, hefty! Hefty.